Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Headspace Studios. Hi, welcome to Radio Headspace and to Monday. It's Dora. This morning, I did it. I completed the absolute perfect morning routine. I was up at 6 a.m. sharp and immediately began making my bed. After it looked perfect, I ran outside, stood in the sun for 10 minutes to activate my central nervous system. After that, I guzzled some water with lemon and Himalayan salt to alkalize my body, then sprinted over to the gym and began a very sweaty, high-intensity workout. After that, I sprinted back home, leapt into my cold plunge to reduce inflammation. After some yoga, I drank a small amount of yerba mate, had a perfectly balanced breakfast, and began working. Okay, except I didn't actually do any of this. Here's what I actually did. I woke up a bit groggy at 7 a.m., a little later than I wanted to, but that's okay. I did some meditation, took a shower, ate whatever I had in the fridge, and headed off to work. And you know what? It was a pretty great morning. I am a devout listener of a variety of wellness podcasts that tout a variety of morning routines that apparently will make your life better. So I decided to give some of these intense morning routines a shot. And after a few days, I quit. Wasn't for me, and I'm perfectly okay with that. Also, I don't have a cold plunge or a sauna in my small LA apartment. These days, it seems like we're bombarded with advice from all places and corners of the internet on how to properly optimize our lives and days. And one very consistent piece of advice seems to revolve around morning routines. So I wanted to focus on these because people say that if you do these specific things in this specific order, you'll have a better day, week, and life. And I don't doubt that it works for some people, but that's precisely my point. It's good for some people. So today I want to talk about how mental and physical health are extremely personal and unique to each and every human being. What's good for me may not be good for you, and vice versa. And that's totally okay. It all starts with getting to know ourselves a bit better, understanding what we like and dislike, or identifying how we want to feel each and every morning and constructing a routine that reflects that feeling. Once we do that, we can try things out. We can adjust and see what makes us feel healthier and happier, because ultimately, that's what it's all about. So once in a while at Headspace, we have these really incredible professors named Dr. Sahar and Lucas come to give us talks on a variety of subjects related to mental health. In one session, they talked about chronotypes, which are basically when our body wants to rest and when our energy levels are the highest. They shared how knowing these cycles can help us work better, focus longer, and feel good overall. I learned that there are three different chronotypes. AM shifted or early birds, biphasic, people that get two different boosts throughout the day, and PM shifted, which is your classic night owl. These are biological differences, and while we can force ourselves to work on a variety of schedules, these chronotypes affirm when our brains and bodies work their best. My point here being that with just this basic idea in mind, we're more alert at different times of the day, and it goes to show that our best schedule or optimal day may look very different from the so-called perfect morning routines we see online. And again, that is okay. Kaysanga, one of the other teachers at Headspace, is your typical night owl. He often says he comes alive in the nighttime. Now, if he was trying to live by the perfect morning routine, which meant being up at 5 a.m. after sleeping at 12, this may be more detrimental for him than honoring his own wakefulness and sleep cycle. Sure, the early bird gets the worm. But I'd venture to guess that many of our favorite paintings, albums, or movies were written after the sun sets. And again, I'm not saying that any of these wellness podcasts or techniques are wrong. To each their own. However, it's important to take a step back and examine what they're saying and determine what actually works for us, our lives, and our schedules. To me, life isn't about being perfect all the time or optimizing every moment. Sometimes sleeping in and having brunch is just as needed as working out and meditating. You can actually start all of this by checking your chronotype at mychronotype.com. From there, maybe think about how to structure your day in a way that benefits you the most. Well, that's it for me today. Thank you for being here and thank you for listening. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.